Football is on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS. This is the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Transportation Equipment, 100 North Laird in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio as the Hastings High Tigers host the Aurora Huskies in a District Class B football game. Rick Rebarger joins us, head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Tigers, nice win last week, coach, 35-7 at York on the road, breaking that three-game losing streak. And I know for the guys, it was nice to get out of the L column back into the W.
Yeah, I think everybody involved was kind of happy and a little relieved. And we had a good week of practice. And we thought we were going to be playing a pretty tough competition. And York is... Record doesn't show it, but they've played with some football teams well into the third quarter. And I think what was most pleasing about the win is it was a complete win. I think our defense played really well. Our offense played well, and our special teams played well. So everybody in all aspects of the game did a good job, and so everybody could feel good about it.
A 5 rushing touchdown at night by Tyler Rebarger. So you score 5 on the ground. Obviously, that means you're getting that play up front. You're knocking people out of the way and giving the quarterback some places to run.
Well, yeah, I think 3 of them were sneaks. But it was a situation where got a little frustrated with some of the spots. And then I know a couple of times, as we talked about it, later after the week, after the game, and Tyler said the nose was right almost on the line on 2 of those, if not 3 of those. I sure don't like taking a ball that deep off the ground or in the backfield when we're that close. So we just called a sneak and put it in the line, in hands of our offensive line. And Tyler's kind of benefits from their play exactly. There were some backs I think got in the end zone and maybe got cheated out of some touchdowns, but nevertheless, we'll take the 5 touchdowns.
Indeed. So a 35-7 win, and boy, good job defensively. York scores late in the first half to cut your lead, and boy, maybe the defense, came out and said, well, hey, that's enough. They didn't let the York score in the second half, so maybe York scoring late in the first half, maybe despite getting some momentum, it got the defense going even more in the second half.
Yeah, I was proud of the way our kids came out in the second half there. I think we had an offensive – well, actually, York started off – we kicked off to them, and we had a 3-and-out. And so I was glad that, our defense responded, put that touchdown behind him. And that's something we've talked about all year as far as, people are going to score points, and you just got to deal with it and don't let it happen the next time. And I think our kids grew up a little bit there. And then I'm not sure if we scored on our first possession or second possession in the second half, but there was a little bit of, I don't know if you want to use the word adversity, but, there was a chance there where some doubts could have creeped into our heads. And I was proud of the way our boys just, kept buckling down and kept playing football and played every down like it was 0-0.
And the ball club went on to score twice in the second half, and the Tigers won at 35-7 to go to 3-4 on the season. The Aurora Huskies up tonight. We'll talk about that game in specifics after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to the pregame show before Hastings High and Aurora High School football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Rick Rebarger joins us, the head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Aurora's up tonight, coach, a ball club that is 5-2 on the year. They've won some close ones. They win last week 21-14 over Northwest. Of course, both teams unbeaten in district. What about this Aurora football team? It's another good one.
Yeah, and I don't think they've put their best game together yet. on you know, on three on the, in the three phases of football. You know, they've had some close games, and I think sometimes those close games are not so much a result of what the opponent was doing, but more so of what they have done in way of fumbling in their red zone, or maybe giving a turnover in an interception, or you know, that kind of thing. I think they're a good football team, and you know, obviously they're 5-2, but and they know how to win, obviously, because they've won a lot of close ball games by 1 point, and one of them they lost in overtime. So you know, they've been in every game they've played, even when you look at the loss to Waverly. If you won't go and watch the film, that one was right down to the wire. I think Waverly had to put a drive together to seal that win. I know they were only, you know, they win by 2 touchdowns, but Waverly had to put a nice drive together, or Aurora could have had some time on the clock and got that back to where we would be in a tie ball game. So, and they've been dealing, too, also, I think, since the Beatrice game. They've played 3 ball games with what we believe to be without one of their best inside linebackers, and their fullback in Nate Bell. He's a game changer. He's real real good defensively. He's a real good downhill player. He's a good tackler. And then also when you hand the ball off to him in their veer attack, he's a hard runner, and he's a football player. And you know, I think that's had something to do with maybe the close ball games as of late.
They are 5-2, and certainly another good Huskies team. What about the keys tonight for the Tigers? What do you have to do on both sides of the ball to come out on top?
Well, they're not going to let us make them one dimensional. They're kind of a 50-50 team, throw and pass. You know, defensively, we've got to be very disciplined on the veer. We've got to be really disciplined on the backside, not overrunning things and letting it come out the backside. We've got to get their run game going east and west. And so that's a key for us in the run game. And then we've got to read our keys well enough in the secondary and the linebacker play to get underneath some of their under routes and some of their underneath routes. We're not going to limit them to 7 points. I don't think that's realistic at all. I mean, you go and watch them; their scores, they've scored 3 touchdowns in every game but one against a very solid McCook football team. So they're going to have their points. The key that I think to limiting their scores is going to be how well we control the football offensively, and you know. We'll mix in some pass and runs. We've got a, you know, some ideas of what we'd like to do in the running game, and hopefully we can establish a running game. And it's going to be a tremendous challenge with that because of you know, they've got kids that are 240, 260. Garrett Johns is an outstanding defensive and offensive lineman, and so we're going to try and get a couple bodies on him and control him, and then we'll go from there.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Appreciate your time. We'll see what happens this evening in store. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
That's Rick Rehbarger, head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is coming up. Hastings High and Aurora coming right up.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Transportation Equipment of Hastings. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
The Hastings High Tigers have a district showdown tonight against the Aurora Huskies. On paper, the Huskies have tradition. They have the size, and they posted a 5-2 record this season. But games aren't played on paper, and the Tigers will look to prove that tonight. The Tigers have bounced back and are looking to roar into the hunt for the district title. As the regular season nears its conclusion, just 2 weeks of games left, many district races are becoming crystal clear. Not in this district. In fact, the winner of this matchup will take the lead and move closer to a playoff berth. Can the Tigers pull off the upset?
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
We'll find out as we head out to Lloyd Wilson Field for the call on tonight's game. Here's Blaine Bulis.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. High school football here for you tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Hastings High Tigers and the Aurora Huskies, a Class B district football game, the second of three district games for each one of these teams. Of course, the district champions automatically qualify for the state playoffs. Both these teams are 1-0 in district play, as both won their opening district game last week. So this is a big one from that standpoint, and the fact that both of these teams are coming off victories last week, and the district title is partly on the line tonight. Of course, it'll depend on this week and next, but the winner here, as mentioned in that pregame open, will go a long way towards winning the district and making the playoffs automatically this season. The Hastings High Tigers come in 3 wins, 4 losses on the season. Broke a 3-game losing streak last week with a win at York on the road in the district opener with a 35-7 victory over the York Dutes. It's Aurora tonight and then Northwest on the road next week for Hastings High School. The Aurora Huskies, Randy Hubert's team at 5-2 on the year, coming off a win 21-14 in the district at home over Grand Island Northwest last week. The week before, a victory over Gehring 36-35. The Huskies have played some close ones. They beat Gehring by 1. They beat Beatrice by 1. Rallied late to beat Beatrice in Beatrice 30-29. And then beat Adams Central by 1 28-27 on September 9th at Adams Central, as the Patriots went for 2 points late in that game to try for the victory, were not successful, and the Huskies held on to win 28-27. The losses for the Huskies to number one ranked McCook in double overtime, second week of the season, and then a game at Waverly, Waverly's only win of the year, as the Huskies were beaten there by Waverly 41-28 on September 23rd. So the Huskies are 5-2, the Tigers at 3-4, both these teams coming in with wins last week. The Hastings High Tigers come in averaging 251 yards on the ground. They would like to establish that running game. 191 through the air, 342 total. The Tigers give up 171 yards rushing per game, 91 through the air, 262 overall. The Aurora Huskies offense, very balanced. They average 170 yards throwing the football, 180 running the football, 350 per game. And they give up, though, a total of 221 on the ground per game, so the Tigers may be able to take advantage of that. We will see. The Huskies give up 121 through the air. They do give up 342 yards per contest. So the stats pretty even with these two football teams, and we'll see what happens here tonight as the Huskies, the visiting team here tonight in their traveling red with the white numerals and white red numerals, the white uniforms, white helmets, Hastings High, and the homestanding orange and black. Black uniforms, the white numerals, the orange helmets for Hastings High School as the Tigers come in to try to even their record at 4-4. Led this season on the ground, look at this in the backfield. 482 yards for Austin Herringer, 446 for quarterback Tyler Rebarger, 467 for Brady Menke. So some balance there running the football for the Tigers. Rebarger's 44 out of 79 throwing the ball, 539 yards, 3 touchdowns. He has thrown 6 interceptions. Seth Snockenberg is the quarterback for the Aurora Huskies, and he has had a pretty good season throwing the ball. He's 89 out of 177, 1,192 yards throwing the ball so far for Snockenberg. He's thrown for 12 touchdowns on the season. Nate Bell, 90 yards per game on the average for the Aurora Huskies, back from an injury. The linebacker, fullback, expected to see action on both sides of the ball tonight. And Trevor Thorell, another running back, the eye back out there for the Huskies this season. Schnackenberg is averaging 58 yards on the ground per game and throwing for over 1,000, over 1,100 yards this season. So some offensive weapons for both of these ball clubs. Both defenses will be tested. We'll see what happens. The Tigers are going to kick off to start this game. Brady Menke is going to kick it off. So Aurora will get that football to start this football game. They're going to send back Trevor Thorell as one of the deep men here, and we're going to hear his name a lot as the Tigers are going to kick off in high school football about to start here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, Hastings High in Aurora. And here we go from Lloyd Wilson Field. The kickoff goes down and received it about the 10-yard line. The Huskies go to the outside of the 20. Still on his feet, running that football past the 20-yard line is Brock Reichert, who took that kickoff. Reichert and Thorell were back, and Reichert returned it out for the Huskies. First down and 10 yards to go past his own 20. They will spot that football at the 25-yard line. So here we go. Aurora first and 10 on their own 25. Sneth Schnackenberg is the quarterback. He's a 175-pound senior. Expect to see Trevor Thorell, 165-pound senior. Nate Bell, a 205-pound senior. In that backfield, we also expected to see Brock Reichert, that sophomore, also in the backfield for the Huskies. And Reichert does come out, and we're going to start out in the shotgun with four wide receivers going out now for the Huskies. And Schnackenberg will take the football, keep the football straight up the middle. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. The Tiger defense right there, the four wide receivers, and in the shotgun, Schnackenberg kept the football straight up the middle, and we got it only back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain there. It's going to be second down and 10 yards to go for the Huskies on their own 25-yard line. They'll come out with no huddle here. Two backs now in the backfield. Thorell and, try to spot the number of the other back there, but in the shotgun is Schnackenberg. Schnackenberg gets the football. On the handoff, straight up the middle, running that football is Brock Reichert, the sophomore, and just nothing there. The middle of the line, another shot there by the Huskies, but Reichert had nowhere to go. He got it to the 26. He picked up one in the play. It's going to be third down and 9 yards to go. So Nate Bell expected back. He's missed a few games, not in the offensive backfield yet this evening. Reichert's been back there with Thorell. Now the Huskies will send three wide receivers to the left. They'll have one to the right. They'll have a wing back right. In the shotgun is Schnackenberg. Again, no huddle. Schnackenberg gets the play called from the sideline, looks at his wrist where it's marked down, now throws the football on third and long. Down the center of the field, it's going to be caught at the 38-yard line. A long completion there, and catching that football is Blake Williams. Williams catches that football, and that football moves all the way down to the Hastings High 38-yard line. So a big pickup there of 36 yards, and the catch there by Williams on the first throw and completion. So it's first and 10 at the Tiger 38-yard line. So the long toss there, Schnackenberg to Blake Williams is for 36 yards and a first down. Schnackenberg throws it long again down the field. This one's going to be dropped at the goal line, but a flag flies there, and the Tigers may be called for pass interference. The pass intended for Cole Ashby. It fell incomplete at the goal line, but the Tigers look like they're going to be called for pass interference, so not a good start for Hastings High. The long completion on third down against the rush, it was a good start by the Tiger defense, but the long pass play of 36 yards and a 15-yard pass interference penalty on Hastings High will move that football deeper into Tiger territory down to the 23-yard line. It's going to be first down and 10 yards to go for the Huskies on the long completion for a first down and a penalty on the Tigers. First and 10 at the Tiger 23-yard line. And from the shotgun, it's going to be Schnackenberg, Thorell, and Reichert in the backfield. It's the pistol formation, actually. Schnackenberg keeps the football. The quarterback runs to the 20, inside the 20, to about maybe the 15 or 16-yard line. Good run there by Seth Schnackenberg, the quarterback. It's going to be second and short coming up for the Aurora Huskies. They're deep in Tiger territory. That ball's at the 15-yard line, a pickup of 8 yards on the play there by the quarterback Schnackenberg. Second and two at the Tiger 15. Quickly, no huddle offense by the Huskies. Schnackenberg in the shotgun. Hands the football off, going far to his left, running that football's Reichert. He's inside the 10-yard line. Runs over a tackler at the 5. He's inside the 5, knocked down there. It's going to be another first down, and the Huskies are driving first and goal. As Reichert moves that football from the 15 down to the 2-yard line, a pickup of 13 there, and a first and goal at the Tiger 2-yard line. First and goal at the 2 for the Huskies. They come out. They're going to run this football the way it looks. And they have Logan Geiger in at fullback. It's the I formation. Schnackenberg over center. First and goal from the 2. Straight up the middle. Jumping at the line of scrimmage into the end zone for the touchdown. Is Seth Schnackenberg for the touchdown. And just like that, the Huskies on the board. A 2-yard touchdown run for Seth Schnackenberg. And the Huskies up 6-2-0. And they'll try the extra point here. Put the tee down, but they got about six guys in the line of scrimmage. The rest of the players spread over the field here in this unusual situation. They're going to go for 2. The handoff's going to be going for the goal line, but not going to make it for the 2-point run. It's Brock Reichert. He stopped short. The Tiger defense stops the Huskies on the 2-point conversion, but the Huskies jump out in front. We played less than 3 minutes. It's Aurora 6, Hastings High nothing. Back with the Huskies kickoff in 30 seconds.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. The Aurora Huskies take 2 minutes and 42 seconds off the clock and go down the field and cover the 75 yards and score the first touchdown of this football game. And they will be kicking off, and kicking off is going to be David Nieder. Nieder will kick off here for the Huskies. And Hastings High will get the football. Brady Menke's back, and Jake Rawson for the Tigers. They stand about their own 9-yard line. 6-0 Huskies here. 9:18 to go in the first quarter. Hastings High will get their first crack at the football as Nieder kicks off. High in the air, down the field. Menke will receive it at the 9-yard line to the 10. 15 to the 20. Tackled and pulled down about the 25-yard line. Huskies started at their own 25. Tigers now will start first down and 10 yards to go. And they will spot this football at the 26-yard line. So the Tigers start at their own 26 with Tyler Rebarger, the junior quarterback. Austin Herringer's the senior fullback. Brady Menke, a running back, a senior. Matt Geiger on the wingback position. He's a senior. Will Reimer will be a wide receiver. Casey Lammer's the tight end. Mark Gooden will also play tight end for the Tigers. Over center is Rebarger. Turns, keeps the football in the option. The toss down to Menke. Menke to the 25. Pulled down at the line of scrimmage there. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go. No gain for Brady Menke as the Tigers try to reestablish that running game. Aurora tried it twice. Didn't get anything, but then completed a 36-yard pass play to set up their first touchdown. The Tigers on the offensive line, Cody Newland, a junior, starting at one of the tackle positions, and Zach Cook at the other. Chris Williamson, Eluard Resendez at the guards, Trenton Hallmeyer is the tight end. Second and 10 at the 26. Quick toss now to Menke, 25, 30. There is a flag on the play, and that usually means a penalty on the offensive block in the back. Menke moved the football out to the 34-yard line, but this one's going to be brought back. It looks like a hold on the Tigers. The spot of the foul is the 27-yard line. The Tigers are called for an illegal block, a hold, so that will nullify that gain, and the penalty will be on Hastings High, marked off from the spot of the foul. It'll be second and long coming up for Hastings High. Moves that football back to the 17-yard line, and it's going to be second down about 19 to go at the 17-yard line. So a 10-yard holding call on the Tigers, second and 19 at the 17. They got to go to their 36. Get a first down. So second and 19 for the Tigers. Out they come with a wide receiver to the left. Two wing backs. The fullback behind the quarterback. In motion is Geiger. Toss goes to Matt Geiger. Geiger tries the outside. He's up to about the 20. Not much room. Maybe 3 or 4 there for Matt Geiger. and it's going to be third and long. The Huskies, the big people up front, led by Garrett Johns. He's a 270-pound senior at nose guard, and he's a load up there. And a pickup there of four by Geiger. It's going to be third down and 15 yards to go for the Tigers on their own 21-yard line. So Hastings High in a bit of a pickle here early, down 6-0. Third and 15 at the 21-yard line. 7:40 to go first quarter. Aurora 6, Hastings High nothing. In the shotgun now is Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback. Takes the snap. Wants to throw, of course, on third and 15. Rolls to his right, being chased. Throws it across the middle. It's intercepted at the 30-yard line. Now fumbled on the play, but falling on the fumble is the guy who intercepted the pass there, Ben McQuiston. An interception by McQuiston. Then he fumbled as he headed upfield, but fell on the football back on the 33-yard line, and the Tigers turn it over. So the interception there by Ben McQuiston, and Aurora has great field position, first and 10 on the Tigers' 33-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for Aurora. So the Tigers turn it over. And not a good five-minute start here by the Tigers. First and 10 Huskies at the 33-yard line. Five wide receivers out. Schnackenberg, the quarterback, calls the play, and there's a whistle as the play gets underway, and the officials stop the play. And we'll see what this one's all about, and this will be a dead ball. Illegal procedure on the Huskies. Will move that football back to the 38-yard line. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go for Aurora at the Tigers' 38. Then they'll come out. Looks like they're going to run the same play. They got the five receivers out again. Schnackenberg in the shotgun, all alone back there. Drops back, wants to throw. Does long, far sideline. It's in the air. It's going to be caught inside the five-yard line and into the end zone for the touchdown for the Aurora Huskies. A long pass play. Cole Ashby catches that ball for the touchdown, a 38-yard pass play. And a touchdown for the Huskies. Two throws, two completions, 74 yards, and a touchdown there to Cole Ashby from Schnackenberg, and it's 12-0. Again, the Huskies set up with players all over the field here. They got enough on the line of scrimmage. Now they will all move closer together on the line of scrimmage, and the extra point is going to be tried the way it looks by David Nieder. So a try for one here. The kick is down. It is high enough and long enough, and it is going to be good. David Nieder with the extra point. And it's 13-0 Huskies with 7:14 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Aurora 13, Hastings High nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High has fallen behind here 13-0 to the Aurora Huskies. Still in the first quarter of play. 7:14, in fact, still to go in this ball game, first quarter. And the Tigers will get the football once again. They send Brady Mankey and Jake Rawson back to receive this kick from David Nieder of Aurora. 13-0 Huskies, still early in this football game. Nieder, his foot into the football, kicks it from south to north at the 7-yard line. It's Mankey, 10-15. Out to the 20, 25-yard line, keeps his feet where he's finally pulled down there. Willie Van Zandt leading the tacklers there, and Menke returns that football out to the Tiger 29-yard line, and that's where Hastings High will start. First and 10 at their own 29. The Tigers three and out in their first possession. Also had the interception. Interception turning the ball over to the Huskies. I formation. Handoff goes to Mankey. Dances around to the 30. Hit hard there. Again, pretty big people for Aurora up front. The Tigers are going to have to try to gain control of this line of scrimmage, which they want to do. Haven't been able to so far. A pickup of one on the play there for Mankey out to the 30. And the Tigers will face a second down and 9 yards to go at the 30-yard line. Out they come. They're in the eye, in tight, two tight ends. Handoff goes to the running back. This one's going to be taken there by Jordan Perez. Perez gets a couple off left tackle. A third and long coming up. They'll spot the football at the 33, a pickup of three. It's going to be third and six, so Jordan Perez's first carry gets him three. And the Tigers have a third and six at about the 33-yard line. So another third down for the Tigers here. The last third down, they threw an interception. They come in tight, all tight, eye formation. Rebarger turns, hands the ball off to the fullback, Herringer, nowhere to go, no gain there. Hit at the line of scrimmage by the Huskies. Led there, Nate Bell, the linebacker, on the charge there. No gain for Austin Herringer in his first carry. So the Tigers are going to go three and out here, fourth and six. They'll give him a yard on the play. A one-yard gain there by Herringer. And it's going to be fourth down, though, and 5 yards to go for the Tigers at their own 34-yard line. Jake Rawson out there to punt, averages 36 on the season. Will kick that football away. Low kick, bounces at the 40, inside the 35, inside the 30 of the Huskies, down at the 29-yard line by the Tigers. Anthony Julian and the Huskies will take over for the third time in this first quarter. Still 5:19 to go. Aurora with a 13-0 lead. First down and 10 Huskies at their own 29-yard line. So Aurora gets the ball the third time, and they've shown a tendency to throw long, and they've beaten the Tigers a couple times. Long pass plays, one for a touchdown and a pass interference penalty on Hastings High. Set the Huskies up for their first score. So the Tigers have been vulnerable to the deep pass in this football game, and Schnackenberg and the Huskies have taken advantage of things. First and 10 at the 29. Roar comes out in the eye. Now Schnackenberg on the toss now to Thorell to the 40. 40-yard line. Thorell past the 40 to about the 42 or 43. First down there. So now the Huskies, after getting the lead here, go to the running game here. First and 10, Thorell from the 29 to the 43. He picked up 14 yards in his first carry. First down and 10 yards to go at the 43-yard line for Aurora. 5:09, clock runs, first quarter, 13-0 Huskies. They come out in the eye. They got Logan Geiger at fullback. Trevor Thorell, the eye back. Schnackenberg hands the football off to the fullback, running hard past the 45. Is Logan Geiger. He's going to pick up three. They'll spot it at the 46. Second down and 7 yards to go, so Geiger gets three there. Second and seven, Huskies at the 46. They get the call from the far sideline. Randy Hubert's offensive people calling the plays from the far sideline. Now limping off the field to that far sideline is Logan Geiger, the fullback. Just rushed for 3 yards, and he's got an ankle injury. He now sits himself down on the field. And we're going to see how Logan Geiger is. We're going to take a timeout right now. Injured Husky on the play. Looked like an ankle, Logan Geiger. So we'll take a timeout with 4:31 to go in this first quarter. It's Aurora 13, Hastings High nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Aurora leading 13-0. We're 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play, and an injury on the field. The Huskies' Logan Geiger, the running back, the fullback who carried that football, like he had a little ankle problem, had to sit down on the field. The medical people are helping him off now. He appears to be okay. The Tigers are playing tonight, second week in a row, without Matt Karloff, one of their better linemen on the offensive and the defensive side of things, and our linebacker on the defensive side, Karloff, with an illness. He is missing last week and going to miss this game also tonight. So Geiger is off the field, and Nate Bell now does come in, their usual starting fullback. He's been bothered by injury this year. He's out here on offense for the first time, has played defense tonight, but back in the Huskies lineup after missing a couple of games and he's the fullback in front of Trevor Thorell. Schnackenberg now, the quarterback, rolls to his right, throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught for a first down. This one caught by Ben McQuiston, catching the football. Third completion in three attempts. McQuiston catches that ball. It's another first down, the fifth for the Huskies. They move the football all the way down to the 36-yard line. A pickup there of 14 on the catch by McQuiston, and a first down at the Tiger 36 for the Huskies. Schnackenberg drops the football, picks it up, runs to the 35, inside the 30, 25, pull down there. About the 21-22-yard line, another first down. The Huskies having their way with the Tigers here. Schnackenberg, the quarterback, dropped that football when he got it from the center, picked it up, ran it all the way down to the 21-yard line, and got a 15-yard gain. And it's first and 10 at the Tiger 21-yard line, so Schnackenberg with a 15-yard pickup there. Play in from the far sideline. Jordan Hoheiler, the wide receiver, brings that play in or comes into the football game. He lines up as a tight end. Bell and Brock Reichert now in the I formation. Schnackenberg over center. Turns. Wants to throw. Does far sideline. Again, long pass. This one's going to be up. Tipped in the air and incomplete. This one intended for Trevor Thorell, who was a wide receiver. This one knocked down and incomplete. Jordan Perez on the defense there. Second and 10 at the 21-yard line. So the first incompletion for the Huskies. They're 3 out of 4 throwing the football for 88 yards and a touchdown is Seth Schnackenberg. Second and 10 at the Tiger 21-yard line for the Huskies. 3:34 to go first quarter. 13-0 Aurora. They come out in the eye. One wide receiver. It's Thorell wide to the right. Double tight ends. Bell and Reichert in the eye. Schnackenberg, the toss goes to Reichert. Dances to the 20. Into the 15. Far sideline. He's going to go into the end zone for the touchdown. Brock Reichert, 21-yard touchdown run. And it's a touchdown, and it's 19-0 Huskies. So three possessions, three scores for the Huskies. They will line up here. Looks like they're going to go for two this time. Again, they got a weird formation. They got four players to the left, then a space of about 3 yards. Three more players. Schnackenberg wanted to hand the ball off. Now keeps it, still has it. He's at the five. He's not going to get in there for the two. That one did not work for the Huskies. The Tigers stopped the two-point conversion. But another touchdown for the Huskies. And with 3:25 to go in the first quarter, it's Aurora 19. Hastings High nothing. Back with yet another Aurora kickoff in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
We are back at Lloyd Wilson Field. It's Aurora roaring out to a 19-0 lead here. Still 3:25 to go in this first quarter. Three possessions, three scores for the Huskies. They score once after a Tiger turnover, but they have gone down the field their other two drives and have scored on all three possessions. It's 19-0 Aurora. The Tigers going to get the football once again. Rawson and Menke back to receive this kickoff. David Nieder kicks off for Aurora. Goes to Menke. Catches it at the 5-yard line to the 10, 15. Out to the 20. Has a bit of a hold to the 25. Gets past the 25, and the Tigers will start right there. First and 10 yards to go. They spot the football at the 26-yard line. And the Tigers will start their first and 10 at the 26-yard line. Down now 19-0. The Tigers wanted to get a running game established. Aurora has been vulnerable to the running game this season, but the Tigers now down 19-0. Come out with the double tight ends, I formation. Formations they ran in their last series with everybody in tight. Toss goes to Jordan Perez, and he is stopped for maybe a yard gain off right tackle. Second down and 9 at the 27-yard line. Perez with a one-yard pickup there. The Tigers have rushed for 10 yards in the game, have only thrown one pass. It was intercepted. So it's second and nine at the 27 for the Hastings High Tigers. They send a wide receiver to the left. That is Will Reimer. Now the double wing back and the fullback Herringer. Rebarger straight back, wants to throw, does across the middle. This one's going to be incomplete, way too high for Casey Lammers, and incomplete, third and nine at the 27-yard line. So the Tigers third and long once again, and they've been in a few of those situations, third and 15, third and six, third and nine now. 2:37 to play first quarter. High school football here for you tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Rebarger drops straight back to throw. Does across the middle. This one's going to be picked off at the 45-yard line. McQuiston again inside the 30 to the 20 of the Tigers. Ben McQuiston with his second interception this quarter. And he returns that football all the way down inside the 20-yard line. The second turnover on the Tigers. And it is first down and 10 at the 17-yard line of Hastings High. The return by McQuiston, his second interception. First and 10 Huskies at the Tigers' 17-yard line. That was a return of about 25 yards there by McQuiston. First and 10 at the 17. Quarterback Schnackenberg makes his way out on the field here after getting the play call. He's over center. I formation, two wide receivers to the left for Aurora. Over center, Schnackenberg will take the snap, turns, tosses the football to Reichert. Reichert to the 15. He's hit there. Good defense there by the Tigers. Led to the charge there by Jared Nelson, the linebacker. From the 17, they spotted at the 15, a pickup of two on the play by Reichert. He's rushed for 37 yards, and it's second and eight at the 15-yard line, including a touchdown for Brock Reichert. Second and eight at the Tiger 15. Aurora threatening to score on their fourth touchdown of this quarter from the shotgun. Handoff is kept now by the quarterback. Going into the end zone for the touchdown is Seth Schnackenberg, a 15-yard touchdown run. And Aurora gets their fourth touchdown of this first quarter of play, which still has a minute 46 to go. Schnackenberg straight up the middle, kept that football, and runs 15 yards for the touchdown. And it's 25-0 with 1:46 to go. Nieder is now going to try the extra point here as the Huskies go for one here. This time Nieder gets the football in the air, and it is through the uprights for the touchdown. Excuse me, the extra point. So Nieder kicks the extra point with 1:46 to go in the first quarter. It's Aurora 26, Hastings High nothing. We're back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
We return to Lloyd Wilson Field. The Hastings High Tigers are trailing 26-0 with 1:46 to go here in the first quarter. And Patrick Opperman is warming up the senior on the near sideline. Looks like he's going to step in for a series here for the Tigers, replacing Tyler Rebarger, who's thrown for a couple of interceptions. And four possessions, four touchdowns in the quarter by Aurora, two scores after interceptions. So Tigers have turned it over twice. They've given up four touchdowns in this first quarter. David Nieder to kick off once again. Tigers once again send Jake Rawson and Brady Menke deep to receive this kick. A long kickoff by Nieder sends Menke all the way back to the two-yard line. He heads to the center of the field, is past the 20. We'll get it out to about the 25. That's about as far as the Tigers can get on all these kickoffs. And Menke returns it out to
The pile of humanity starts to get up about the 25-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will start. And now Patrick Opperman, the senior, is in for the Hastings High Tigers, the quarterback for the Tigers, replacing Tyler Rebarger. The Tigers come out and everybody tight, but Opperman wants to throw one wide receiver, throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught. This time Opperman throws and caught for a first down. The catch there by Casey Lammers. Lammers catches the football. First down for the Tigers as Opperman throws the football. They move it from the 25 to the 37, a pickup of 12 yards on the play. The catch there by Lammers and a first down for the Tigers on the first throw by Patrick Opperman, the senior. Opperman got a few inches on Tyler Rebarger. Maybe he can see over these defensive linemen a little bit better. Keeps the football, now tosses it to Geiger at the last second. Matt Geiger to the 40. Opperman was being wrapped up and got rid of the football. And Geiger got that football and runs for the Tigers. Moved it from the 37 out to the 42-yard line. Got five on the play. So Matt Geiger getting that football at the last second there from Opperman. Moves it to the 42, second down and 5 yards to go for Hastings High at their own 42 in the shotgun. It's Opperman, throws it to the near sideline. It is caught by Mankey to the 45, 50, 45 to the 40. Inside the 35 is Brady Mankey. On the completion there, a little swing pass from Opperman to Mankey. And Mankey moves that football from the 42 to the Aurora 33-yard line. A 25-yard catch and run there. Opperman to Mankey, first and 10. At the Huskies' 32-yard line. 26-yard play there on the throw. Hand out this time, straight up the middle, running the football of the Tigers. Austin Herringer, the fullback, and that'll be the last play of period number one to the 29, a pickup of three. And that will end the first quarter of play. And the Tigers probably saying, hallelujah, that is going to be the end of the first quarter of play. The Aurora Huskies had the ball four times. They score four touchdowns, two after Tiger turnovers. After one quarter of play, it's Aurora 26, Hastings High nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Checking on scores from around the area. Ravenna is on top of Blue Hill, 7-0. And McCook is leading Adams Central, 14-0. Now back out to Blaine Bulis at the Lloyd Wilson Field at Hastings.
Okay, thank you very much, John. One quarter in the books here with Aurora, 26. Hastings High, nothing. But the Tigers, showing their first spark on offense, have moved down to the Aurora 29-yard line, second down and 7 yards to go. Patrick Opperman spelling Tyler Rebarger. Tough first quarter for Rebarger. Threw a couple of interceptions. 0-for-1 throwing the football. Tiger did not run the football, did not have any attempts. Opperman on the season. Patrick's 4 out of 7 coming into the game. 63 yards, no touchdown throws. He's also rushed for 42 yards, but he's thrown a couple of completions here for 38 yards. 2nd and 7 from the shotgun. It's Opperman. Swing pass to Mankey at the 30, 28, 25-yard line. Not much room there for Brady Mankey. On that throw, moved it from the 29 to the 25. A pickup of 4, going to be 3rd down and 3 yards to go. Pickup of 4 on the play. 2nd catch there. We're at the 25-yard line, 3rd and 3. 2 catches, 30 yards for Brady Mankey. 3 out of 3. Opperman now coming in off the bench and, again, providing some spark here. Tigers come out 3rd and 3 at the Aurora 25-yard line. Wide to the right goes Austin Giddison. Also Mankey in the slot there from the shotgun. Opperman keeps the football, uses that 6-4 frame, tries to get to the first down, to the 17, might have it. It's going to be close. Officials are going to eyeball this one. They needed 3 from the 25. It's at the 22, so it's going to be just short or just enough. First down, say the officials. Third first down on this drive for the Tigers. Patrick Opperman keeps that football and runs for three and a first down. First and 10 Tigers at the Aurora 22. Just underway period number two. Aurora 26. Hastings High nothing. Play from the near sideline brought in by Will Reimer from Rick Rebarger's offensive staff. Reimer wide to the right. And Alex Olson wide to the left. Double wing this time. Opperman wanted to throw it, but they blow this one dead, do the officials. And we'll see what this flag is all about. And this one's going to be a dead ball foul. Illegal procedure on the Tigers. Their third penalty for 30 yards. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go at the Aurora 27-yard line for Hastings High. The Tigers need a score to state the obvious. Down here, 26-0. Aurora's had the football four times and scored four times. Three wide receivers now to the right for the Tigers. Opperman looks that way, drops back. Good protection. Wants to throw. Does far sideline. This one's way out of bounds. Incomplete. Receiver headed down the field. Will Reimer. And the pass goes to the inside far sideline. Incomplete. Second and 15 at the 27-yard line. So the first incompletion for Patrick Opperman. Second and 15 Tigers at the Aurora 27. 10:37 to play. Period number two. Aurora 26. Hastings High nothing. As you heard, McCook leading Adams Central 14-0 in the first quarter. Happens at McCook on our Platte River Radio's KHAS radio tonight, 12:30 a.m. St. Cecilia is home tonight to Superior at Duncan Field. The officials are in a discussion here. There was a penalty marker on the field, but now they pick it up and say no flag. So second and 15 it will be at the 27-yard line. Officials had thrown the flag, but then ruled no penalty. So it'll be second down, 15 yards to go for Hastings High at the Aurora 27-yard line. Tigers send Alex Olson wide to the right. Will Reimer goes wide to the left. The double wings, Herringer the fullback behind quarterback Patrick Opperman. Opperman drops straight back, throws the football incomplete. Opperman just didn't have enough time. Brady Menke floated across the middle of the field. He was open. But the rush was on, and Opperman had to get rid of it and had to hurry it a little bit, and Menke couldn't run under it. Third down and 15 at the 27. Another second, and that might have been a touchdown for the Tigers. Third and 15 at the 27-yard line. Tigers bring in Gittison with the play from the near side, and he'll go wide to the right, Reimer wide to the left. Geiger and Menke on the wings, Herringer the fullback. Opperman, the quarterback, over center. Third down and long. Straight back across the middle. Going to be too high for Brady Menke and incomplete. Fourth down and 15 at the 27. Opperman now 3 out of 6 throwing the football, but has thrown 3 incompletions the last 3 times. Fourth down, 15 yards to go. And the Tigers in a situation here at the 27 where they're going to go for this thing here. Fourth and 15. They're down by 4 scores. They're almost forced into go for this at the 27-yard line. Too far for a field goal attempt. It's fourth and 15, and out they come. Two wide receivers, double wing. Opperman calling the signals. Has to throw it, of course. Rolls to his right. Throws it down the field long, and it's going to be incomplete, and a flag flies. That looks like interference on the Huskies. Will Reimer, the intended receiver at the goal line. He was hit a little bit too quick, the way it looks, according to the officials, and it's going to be the penalty on the Huskies. Line of scrimmage was the 27. And this will be a penalty on Aurora, pass interference. The Tigers will have 4 more shots. It'll be a first down. Pass interference on Aurora. That will be a first down. It'll be the Tigers' 4th. They move it down to the 12, a 15-yard penalty. So the pass interference on Aurora. First down for the Tigers. 10 yards to go. The officials are still discussing this. Line of scrimmage was the 27. The interference was at the goal line. And let's see, they're going to move this thing on down inside the, they'll call it the 14-yard line. So make it about a 13-yard penalty, as it turns out. And that's half the distance since they were inside the 30. Moves it down on about a 13-yard penalty down to the 14-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers at the 14 of Aurora. So pass interference on the Huskies. First and 10 Tigers. I formation, Hastings High. Opperman rolls right. Wants to throw, does, into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for Mark Gooden, the tight end. Second and 10 at the 14. Second down, 10 yards to go at the 14-yard line for Hastings High. 10:14 to go before halftime. Aurora 26, Hastings High nothing. Play in from the near sideline for the Tigers. The orange and black looking to get on the board for the first time, and they need a score. Second and 10 at the 14. The I formation this time. Opperman wants to throw out of it. He rolls to his right, avoids one tackler, keeps his feet, 20, 15, going to be shoved out of bounds about the 12-yard line. Short gain there, and it'll be third and long for the Tigers. Let's see where they spot this one down at the 11. Patrick Opperman wanted to throw but had to run. Was shoved out of bounds at the 11. Third down and 7. For the Tigers at the Aurora 11. Near sideline in with the play. Wide receiver Alex Olson, the senior for the Tigers. Third down and 7 yards to go at the Aurora 11-yard line. Out come the Tigers. Come with their double wing. Motions Geiger. Opperman looks to his left, throws it in the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for Jake Rawson, and it'll be fourth down and 7. Fourth and 7 at the Aurora 11. So the Tigers will probably go for it here. They did the last time on a fourth down play and got a pass interference penalty. Fourth and 7 at the 11. Now the Tigers are going to take a timeout. Rick Rebarger is going to think about this one a little bit. Brings his offense over. We'll take a timeout with the score. Aurora 26, Hastings High nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Back at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the campus of Hastings College. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football right here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Aurora 26, Hastings High nothing in this second quarter of play. Exactly 10 minutes to play. The Tigers have the football. It's fourth down, though, and 7 yards to go. They are at the Aurora 11 yard line. Tigers say, we got to get some of this momentum back. We got to go for it here. And so they shall. Out they come. Fourth and 7 from the 11. Opperman, the quarterback, I formation. Patrick will roll to his left. Wants to throw. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be a nice diving catch at the 5-yard line by Jake Rawson. That's not going to be enough, though, for a first down. The way it looks, it's at the 5. The Tigers needed to go to about the 4. And that's going to be not enough for the first down. But a nice catch there by Jake Rawson. 6-yard pickup. But the Tigers needed 7, so they'll turn it over on downs at the 6-yard line to the Huskies. So the Tigers, not enough for that first down. On the 5-yard completion there to Jake Rawson. Nice stretch and catch, but Rawson couldn't get up and run. First and 10 at the 6. There's the toss. Big hole up the middle, running the football into the secondary is Brock Reichert. Reichert, the sophomore, had a big hole over center and right guard. And he moved it out from the 6 to the 28. He got 22 yards on the play, first and 10 at the 28-yard line. 22-yard run there by Brock Reichert. First and 10, Huskies at their own 28. They come out in the eye. Let me take a little time off the clock if possible here. They threw deep on the Tigers, burned the Tigers a couple times in that first quarter of play. Now Schnakenberg does throw long on the near sideline, incomplete. Intended for the receiver, Ben McQuiston. Second and 10 at the 28-yard line for Aurora. Schnakenberg, 3 out of 5 throwing the ball, but all that throwing yardage, 88 yards in the first quarter, 1 touchdown. Second and 10, Huskies at their own 28-yard line. Out they come now. They get Trevor Thrill in from the bench on the to be in the slot on the left. 4 wide receivers. Schnakenberg in the shotgun, has the football, hands the football off, running the football for not much there. Reichert, the big sophomore, from the 28 to the 32, a pickup of 4 on the play for Reichert. He has 63 yards on the ground, and it's 3rd and 6 at the 32-yard line for the Huskies. 9 minutes to go, first half, 26-0 Aurora. 3rd and 6 at the 32-yard line. Again, the Huskies send out 4 wide. Schnakenberg checks the play, the plays that are on his wristband, and now we'll take the football and throw it to the near side. It's going to be way too high and incomplete. Intended for Blake Williams, and it'll be 4th down and 6 yards to go. For the Huskies at their own 32, and they'll be forced to punt the football away. Schnakenberg's the punter, 36 yard average for Seth. He'll kick the football. He's the quarterback. He's the punter. He does, of course, a lot of things. Plays corner to the Huskies. 4th and 6 at their own 32. Schnakenberg back to punt. Jake Rawson, the only one deep for the Tigers, stands at his own 32-yard line. Snap to Schnakenberg. Kicks the football. Pretty high kick. Coverage is going to be dropped by Ross, and he didn't catch the football, and Aurora gets on it. A muff there on the punt. Jake did not catch the football. Still wrestling around on the turf is Rawson and Jordan Hoheiler. We'll see who's going to come out of there with the football. They're still having a little wrestling match. But the officials say it's the Tigers. Rawson didn't catch that football. Almost like Jake batted at the football when it came to him, like he might have lost it in the lights or something, and Aurora will fall on that muff, and the Tigers have turned it over for the 3rd time as Rawson could not make connections with that football on the punt, and Aurora has it 1st and 10 on the Hastings 34-yard line. Boy, another turnover, another mistake by the Tigers. Their 3rd of this game. Aurora scored after the first 2 interceptions and have also 2 other touchdowns. All in the first quarter. Schnakenberg in the pistol now. Keeps the football to the 30. Still on his feet at the 25. Taking a couple of Tigers to bring down Schnakenberg. They try to push him back. He tries to keep his feet. It's blown dead finally about the 22-yard line, and a flag flies there. It's a little extracurricular after that play. The football's down at the 23-yard line. That was a nice run there of 11 yards by Schnakenberg. And a 1st down, and we'll see what this flag's all about. The whistle blew, and legs were still churning on both sides of the ball. It is a dead ball, a personal foul on Hastings High. We'll move it even further into Tiger territory, closer to their end zone. Moves that football all the way down to the 11-yard line. 1st and 10 at the 11. So a nice run there for Schnakenberg of 11, and a penalty tacked on, 1st and 10 at the 11. Handoff this time goes to Reichert, far sideline to the 10. He's to the 5, gets a good block there, and goes into the end zone for the touchdown. A nice block near the goal line frees Brock Reichert to go 11 yards for a touchdown. That is his 2nd, and the Huskies are making this look fairly easy here tonight. It's 32-0 with the extra point to come here by David Nieder. 8:06 to go before halftime. 32-0. The extra point, David Nieder out of the hold of Schnackenberg. It is snapped, it is placed, it is kicked, it is in the air long enough, high enough, and it is up and good. So we will take a timeout with 8:06 to go. First half, Aurora 33, Hastings High nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. The Aurora Huskies take advantage of another Hastings High mistake, a muffed punt. Get the football at the 34-yard line, takes a couple of plays and a penalty, and Aurora into the end zone on a Brock Reichert 11-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. 33-0. Aurora, 8:06 to go here in the second quarter of play. Nieder is going to kick off once again for the Huskies. Tigers will send Menke and Rawson back. The Tigers got a little life when they moved down the field in their last possession but could not get it into the end zone, had to turn the ball over on downs, and Aurora scored later. Menke all the way up from the goal line to the 30. Brady Menke pulled down about the 40-yard line, a 39-yard kickoff return by Menke. Tackled there Josh Lawton on the coverage there, but a nice almost 40 yards, 39-yard return by Brady Menke out to the 39-yard line. And the Tigers will start there. Good kickoff return. Good field position for the Tigers. First and 10 at their own 39, but they're down here 33-0. They got to work on some things and get some things going here, if possible, in this first half. And Opperman will throw the screen pass to Herringer to the 40, to about the 42. Toss there from Opperman to Herringer. Moves it from the 39-yard line to the 42. Pick up a 3, 2nd and 7 at the 32-yard line. 2nd and 7. That little screen pass got 3 to Herringer. 2nd and 7 at the 32-yard line. 7:25 to go before halftime. 33-0 Aurora. In motion, Menke takes the toss from Opperman. 40. The 45, maybe. Another pickup of about 3 there for the Tigers. Going to be 3rd down for Hastings High. They'll spot it at the 35. A pickup of 3 for Brady Menke. He's rushed for 4 yards tonight in 3 carries. 3rd and 4, 35 the Tigers. Only 27 yards on the ground this evening. An Aurora football team has been giving up more than 200 yards a game rushing. The Tigers have not been able to dent that defense much here tonight. 3rd and 4 at the 35. Opperman across the middle, wide open to Casey Lammers. The completion there inside Aurora territory to about the 35. Lammers with the catch there. That's his 2nd. 1st and 10 at the Aurora 36. A 29-yard pickup there to Lammers. He's caught 2 balls for 41 yards. 1st and 10 at the Aurora 36-yard line. So a nice throw there and completion. Opperman drops back to throw once again. Long across the middle. It's going to be incomplete, overthrown. Jaden Lacey out there trying to run under that one. 2nd and 10 at the 36. Opperman's coming off the bench and thrown 12 passes in this football game. Completed 6. 79 yards throwing for Patrick. Tyler Rebarger played in that first quarter, threw a couple of interceptions, and Patrick Opperman has taken over here for the Tigers in the second quarter. 2nd and 10 at the 36-yard line for Hastings High. They're down here by 33 points, and they need a score on this possession. And faking the handoff to Herringer, Opperman keeps the football. Gets about a yard to the 35-yard line. So on the run there for one is Patrick Opperman, third and nine at the 35-yard line. So the Tigers need a big play here. Of course, they're in four-down territory. They've gone for it on fourth down a couple of times. Officials have blown it. Officials time out here, and running off the field on the far sideline is Aaron Schwartz, the junior defensive lineman for the Huskies. I believe he's okay. He's might even be an equipment problem. Tigers now will come out. Opperman cross the middle, incomplete. Is it picked off? Yes. It looks like it's ruled an interception. Ben McQuiston again. McQuiston's third interception. That's his third interception of the game, the fourth turnover on the Tigers on that throw by Opperman. McQuiston was on the turf but kept it from hitting the ground before he caught it and intercepted it at the 15-yard line. Ben McQuiston with three interceptions in this first quarter and a half of this football game. Now the Huskies have scored after the previous three Tiger turnovers, two fumbles and a muffed punt. They have it first and 10. They are at their own 15-yard line this time. But out they come, and they'll send three to the right, one to the left. Schnackenberg in the shotgun has one back in the backfield with him. And keeping the football now on the option, the toss goes to Trevor Thorell. And he scampers from the 15 to about the 18, got three. Thorell with 3 yard pickup. He's rushed for 17 yards. Second and seven at the 18. Clearly, again, the Huskies don't huddle very often. Get the play from the sideline. Everybody stays on the field. The lineman at the line of scrimmage. Schnackenberg gets the play and calls it out to everyone. Three wide receivers out. Handoff goes to the running back. It's Reichert. Reichert passed the 20 up near the 25-yard line. Brock Reichert on the run there from the 18. They spotted at the 24. Got six there. It's going to be third down and about a yard to go. 80 yards rushing for Brock Reichert. Third and one at the 24-yard line. 4:50 to go before halftime. 33-0. Aurora. Third and a yard at the Huskies 24. Come out in the eye this time. Quarterback Schnackenberg over center. Seth will get the football. They're in the eye. Hands and tosses the football to Thorell. First down, 35-30. He's going to go all the way it looks. 76 yards. Trevor Thorell past the line of scrimmage and past all of the defenders. And a touchdown. Trevor Thorell, 76 yards, and it's 39-0. But Thorell burst past that line of scrimmage, and there were no Tigers there. And Trevor Thorell goes 76 yards for the Huskies. They lead it 39-0 here with 4:28 still to play in the first half. David Nieder will try the extra point. Thorell, 76 yards burst, and his speed carried him into the end zone untouched. The kick by Nieder is up, and it is going to be good. And it's now 40-0 Aurora with 4:28 to go before halftime. We will take yet another timeout. We're back in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Aurora leads it here. Still 4:28 to go before halftime. The Tigers need to get on the board with a touchdown before this halftime, or we're going to be facing a running clock. Don't see that very often in a Class A or B football game. And you are listening to this high school football district Class B game here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, and Platte River Radio. Neater to kick off. The Tigers going to get it once again. So four touchdowns for Aurora after Tiger mistakes. And that ball kicked into the end zone, and Menke cannot return it for the Tigers, and the Tigers will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So four turnovers have all led to touchdowns for Aurora. They have had six touchdowns in this ball game. They have punted the football away once, so but they've scored six times. Out come the Tigers. They'll have the quarterback Opperman over center. Pumps once, now throws it to the far sideline to Menke. Menke dances his way past the 20. Menke moves it from the 20. They'll spot the football. Short gain on that toss to Brady Menke out of the backfield. Where they put it down at the 22-yard line, a pickup of only two on the play on the throw to Menke. Second and eight at the 22-yard line. Second and eight for the Tigers. Again, the Tigers need to score here to get this thing under 35 points, and we'll have that running clock in the second half. 3:48 to go. Wanting to throw his Opperman across the middle, wide open again. On the play is the tight end, Casey Lammers. Landon Valley, but it's a first down. Landon Valley on the catch there. But it's a first down and 10. They move the football from the 22 to the 40. 18-yard pickup. Landon Valley with the catch there. First and 10 Tigers up there. Own 40-yard line. Out they come, double wing. Opperman, the quarterback, drops straight back to throw. He's going to be decked on the play back about the 32-yard line. Trevor Sullivan, the senior lineman, on the sack there. From the 40 back to the 33, a loss of 7 on the play. Second and 17 at the 33. So the Aurora Huskies know the Tigers want to try to get on the board here before halftime. Get some points on the board. And they can come a flying off that defensive line. Get in there after quarterback Patrick Opperman. They did that time, get their first sack, second and 17. Opperman back to throw again. Better protection this time. This one's picked off at the 33-yard line. Picking the football off, Alex Hunt, the leading tackler for the Huskies. The Tigers' fifth turnover in this game, fourth interception for the Huskies, and a muffed punt. Five turnovers. The Tigers having a miserable, miserable night here tonight. First and 10 at the Aurora 19. Alex Hunt with the interception. Ben McQuiston has three in this half for Aurora. Hunt picked that one off in the flat and returned it to the 19-yard line, first and 10. Still 2:38 to go before halftime. And the Huskies will try to convert yet another touchdown after the fifth Tiger turnover from the pistol. Schnackenberg hands the ball off to Reichert. Reichert at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown into the end zone for the touchdown. 19-yard touchdown run. Riker with a 19-yard touchdown. He has now run for three touchdowns in this game in this first half. A 19-yard run there by Brock Reichert. After another Tiger turnover. 46-0. David Nieder to try the extra point. It is kicked, it is up, and it is good. Nieder kicks the extra point, so we'll take a timeout with 2:31 to go before halftime. Aurora 47, Hastings High, nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
For sales, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
2:31 to go before halftime, and just you almost can't fathom what you've just seen, kind of thing. 47-0, Aurora. The Tigers have turned it over five times. The Huskies have scored after each one of those turnovers, four interceptions, and a muffed punt. Aurora has also put together a couple of drives to score. They have seven touchdowns in this football game, and we're still with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half of play. David Nieder with the leg that's going to be very tired before the night's over will kick off once again for Aurora. Menke catches it at about the 3 for the Tigers, to the 10, out to the 15, out to about the 20, and that's all for the Tigers on that return. First and 10 at their own 19-yard line. Hastings High will have to go into halftime and try to regroup somehow and come out in the second half and try to give 24 minutes of effort and work on some things and go from there. Tyler Rebarger back in the game now at quarterback for the Tigers. He's thrown a couple of interceptions. Patrick Auburn threw a couple when he was in there. There's the handoff straight up the middle. Austin Herringer, the fullback for the Tigers, from the 19 out to the 24. 5 yards for Austin, second and 5. We're at the 24-yard line. 2 minutes to go before halftime, but it's 47-0. So we are going to see in that second half a running clock, the 35-point rule. A team ahead of another by 35 or more at halftime. The clock will run continuously in the second half. Second and 5 at the 24. Rebarger drops back to throw. Tyler across the middle. It's caught. Casey Lammers, the tight end. That play has worked. Lammers with his third catch. There's a Tiger first down from the 24 out to the 40-yard line, a 16-yard pickup. Three catches, 57 yards for Casey Lammers. First completion of the night for Tyler Rebarger. Patrick Oppenheim, he was in there, threw the ball 13 times, 7 out of 13 throwing the ball. First and 10 at the 40-yard line on the option. Rebarger to the 45, 50. Got a hole. The defense catches up with him, but barely another step there. Rebarger might have gone, and he has another first down on the run. Tyler Rebarger moves it from his own 40 to the Aurora 42-yard line. 18-yard run there by Tyler Rebarger. First and 10 at the Aurora 42-yard line. 18-yard run there by Tyler Rebarger, his first carry of the night. 1:11 clock runs first half. Tigers have two timeouts. They have it at the Aurora 42-yard line. Rebarger drops straight back to throw. He's being blitzed in the play. Avoids one tackler. Still on his feet at the 45. Now we'll have to keep the football. He's going to be tackled and goes out of bounds inside the 40. Tyler Rebarger avoids a long loss there on the attempted sack. Moved it from the 42. They'll spot it at the 39. A pickup of 3 before Rebarger goes out of bounds. Second and 7 at the Huskies' 39-yard line. So the Tigers trying to find some answers, trying to get on the board to take this big sting out just a little bit here before halftime. It's 47-0, Aurora. Second and 7, Tigers at the 39-yard line. Rebarger straight back to throw, being avoids a tackler again. Had a chance to make the sack. Rebarger has to keep the football. Dances far sideline. Finally tripped out of bounds inside the 35. Nice run by Rebarger. There he has a first down. Tigers have, our count, 9 first downs. They have more first downs than Aurora. It's at the 31-yard line. A pickup of 8. There by Rebarger and a first down. Again, I think it was the same guy, Ethan Hofert, Trevor Sullivan, who had a shot, the sack rebarker twice on this drive, and Tyler able to get away. First and 10, Tigers at the 31 in motion. Menke, option play, rebarker tossed to Menke, to the 30, to the 25, to about the 20-yard line. Another first down for Hastings High. They move the football down the field here. From the 31 down to the about the 21-yard line. A pickup of 10, but a penalty marker on the play. Menke got 10 yards on the play. Would have been about enough for a first down, but there's a penalty marker. 40 seconds to go before halftime. And we'll see what this one's all about. Personal foul, face mask. So it will be a 10-yard pickup and a first down. We're close to it, but the penalty will give the Tigers yet another first down. That'll move the football to about the 10-yard line. At the Aurora 10, just outside the 10. They probably could get a first down inside the 1. So it's first and 10 at the 10 after the penalty on Aurora. The handoff goes straight up the middle, running the football. Looks like, and it is Austin Herringer. Not much there for Herringer. He's inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be second down and about 7 yards to go. The Tigers take their second timeout, but we're going to keep it here during this timeout. Ball's at the 7, so Austin got 3. Second and 7, about the 7-yard line. 3-yard pickup by Herringer. And the Hastings High Tigers will face a second and 7 at the 7-yard line, and they desperately need a score here. Down 47-0, but trying to get on that board before halftime to get some semblance of some kind of momentum and good feeling about yourself kind of thing, as they've given the ball to the Huskies 5 times in the contest. So Hastings High will face a second down and 7 yards to go when they come out of this timeout. That was their second timeout. And out they come. Second and 7 at the Husky 7. 25 seconds to go in this first half. Out they come. Tyler Rebarger in there at quarterback. Will Reimer goes wide to the right. Double wing. Herringer the fullback. Geiger and Menke on the wings. Rebarger turns. Wants to keep it. Does keep it. Maybe 2 or 3 inside the 5. And another quick timeout taken by Hastings High with 20 seconds to go. The Tigers' final timeout. So we'll take a timeout with Aurora 47. Hastings High nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High has used its final timeout there, trying to get on the board here late in this first half. 20 seconds to go. They face a 3rd and 5 at the Aurora 5-yard line. It's 47-0. Aurora with the lead. And Hastings High has a 3rd and 5 at the Huskies 5. But again, just some kind of feeling of, let's do something right here. Let's get this football in the end zone for Hastings High. Out they come in the I formation this time. Double tight ends. Rebarger rolls to his left. He's going to be hit and he's going to be sacked. And that's going to run out the first half because the Tigers don't have any timeouts. It's going to be a loss all the way back from the 5 to the 17-yard line. It's 4th down. They can't spike it. They got to throw the football. Rebarger's going to run around. The clock's going to expire. This is a 4th down play. Rebarger throws it across the middle. It's going to be way high and incomplete. And that's the end of the first half of play. A throw incomplete over the head of the intended receiver. The Tigers on the 4th down play can't convert. And that is the end of the first half. And the Tigers say hallelujah to that. The Aurora Huskies lead here at halftime. The score after the first 24 minutes. The Huskies scored a couple of points a minute in that first half. At halftime, Aurora 47, Hastings High nothing. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. Blaine Buell's with you. We're at halftime of our Class B district football game tonight, Hastings High and Aurora. And this one's kind of a tough one to explain, although not really. Turnovers have hurt the Tigers. Aurora has taken advantage of it. Aurora jumps out early, and they have gained the momentum. They gained it early, and they convert after Tiger turnovers. And convert and convert and convert. 47-0. Aurora leads here at halftime over the Hastings High Tigers. The Tigers driving down to the Aurora 5-yard line in that first half, but then were sacked on the play and had to force a fourth down pass. Had no timeouts left, and that one was high and incomplete, and the clock ran out. And Aurora goes off the field leading 47-0. The Tigers turn the football over five times in the first half, four interceptions, as Tyler Rebarger, the starting quarterback, threw a couple. He was replaced by Patrick Opperman. He threw a couple. Rebarger had the early interceptions. Patrick Opperman came in, sparked the Tigers a little bit. They drove into Aurora territory but could not score. But then Patrick threw a couple of interceptions. The Tigers also muffed a punt, turned the football over to Aurora, and they scored after all five of those turnovers. Aurora scored. They have a 47-0 lead. They also had a couple of drives that ended up in touchdowns. So seven touchdowns, 47 points for Aurora as they lead it here at halftime. The Huskies scored at the football, their first possession. A couple of running plays that netted them not much at all. But then a long pass play got a first down. And then as the Huskies tried to take advantage of the Tigers' secondary and were able to complete a couple of long passes early in the football game, got an interference penalty on the Tigers at the goal line. Seth Schnackenberg had a 2-yard run, completing a 75-yard drive the first time Huskies had the football. And it was 6-0 Aurora, 9:18 of the first quarter. After a Tiger interception, Schnackenberg passed to Cole Ashby, 38 yards, 13-0 Huskies, 7:14 to go, first quarter. Brock Reichert, a 21-yard touchdown run. The Huskies led 19-0 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. After another Tiger interception, Schnackenberg, 15-yard touchdown run. Extra point good, 26-0 in favor of Aurora with 1:46 to go in the first quarter. It was 26-0 after the first quarter of play. After the Tigers' muffed punt in the second quarter, Brock Reichert rushed for his second touchdown, 11 yards, extra point added by David Nieder, 33-0 Aurora, 8:06 to go in the second quarter. After another Tiger interception, Trevor Thorell, 76-yard run as he bolted into the secondary and outran the Tigers. 76 yards, Trevor Thorell, 40-0 Aurora with 4:28 to go in the second quarter. And the Tigers threw yet another interception, their fourth of the first half. And Brock Reichert ran for his third touchdown, 19 yards, extra point added, 47-0 Aurora with 2:31 to go in the first half. Again, the Tigers drove all the way down to the five, just trying to get on the board and trying to make some semblance of what went on in that first half by getting on the board and at least feeling a little bit better about themselves. But they got it to the five, but had to a sack and then had to throw a fourth down pass incomplete, and the Huskies go off the field leading by the score of 47-0 over the Hastings High the Tigers. And of course, as we go into the second half, that will mean a continuous clock running into the second half, as that second half will begin in just a few minutes. So it's Aurora 47, Hastings High nothing. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll run down some of the individual and team numbers after this 90-second timeout.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Some of the local scores going on. Blue Hill leads Ravenna 8-7. That score is at halftime. Also at halftime, McCook leading Adams Central 17-14. And Blaine, if you're looking for a little silver lining, right now St. Louis leads Milwaukee 4-0.
Okay. Thank you, John Dibbern. John referring to the baseball there and the National League Championship Series, and I'm sure we'll talk about that, plus give you all the scores, a reminder for you later on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio. We'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, and that'll be on after our coverage on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS of the Adams Central and McCook football game. Sounds like that's a pretty good one. Early lead for McCook, but Adams Central has come back to make it 17-14 in that contest, and that game on 1230 KHS Radio. We'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on 1230 KHS after the coverage of the Adams Central McCook football game. We got a lot of work to do here. The Tigers of Hastings High have a lot of work to do, and the Tigers are going into halftime down here 47-0. So the fact that the Tigers need to come out and maybe get some things established and try to work on some things in this second half as this contest gets away from the Tigers early and just too many mistakes against a good football team. The Aurora Huskies 5-2 on the year. They've won three games by 1 point each, including that one here at Adams Central. This is the second visit to Hastings for the Huskies this season. That Adams Central game was 28-27, where the Patriots elected to go for the two-point conversion late in the football game and could not c- convert, and Aurora escaped 28-27. They also won at Beatrice by one. A couple of weeks ago, they were home and beat Gehring by one. Their loss was at Waverly, a team that's 1-6, and you still try to figure out exactly what happened in that football game. Waverly, only win of the year, beating Aurora. This is a good Aurora football team. They've certainly taken advantage of every mistake here tonight, been very opportunistic. They're big, and they're pretty strong, and they're pretty quick with the Thorell, and Schnackenberg's doing a good job at quarterback, taking over for Tyson Brockmeyer, who moved on to the University of Nebraska. But a 21-14 win last week in the district over Grand Island Northwest, but the Tigers have just struggled tonight with the Aurora Huskies, and it's 47-0 Aurora here at halftime. I have the Huskies with 334 total yards in this first half. They have 246 rushing. Of course, 76 of that total on Trevor Thorell's touchdown run. He's rushed for 93 in a touchdown. Brock Reichert, who's in there playing fullback. Now, we expected to see Nate Bell, who's just one of the leaders of this Aurora team. He's played defense tonight. He's missed a few games. He's a fullback linebacker. He's been on defense more than he has on offense. Only played, I believe, one play offensively, but they've been playing without Bell. And Brock Reichert, the sophomore, has rushed for 99 yards and three touchdowns for the Huskies in this first half. Quarterback Schnackenberg's rushed for 51 yards. And Logan Geiger, number two fullback tonight, apparently, has rushed for 3 yards. So 99 for Reichert, 93 for Thorell on the ground. Schnackenberg has three completions in six attempts for 88 yards throwing. So 88 throwing, 246 rushing for the Huskies, 334 total yards. Hastings High Tigers, I have them up here for 173 total yards, 115 through the air, 58 on the ground. Now, this Husky defense, on average, they've given up 221 yards per game on the ground, but the Tigers just can't find the way here tonight to get close to that so far. Only 58 on the ground. The Tigers have thrown for 113 and three catches, a tight end over the middle. Casey Lammers has caught three balls for 57 yards for the Tigers. They have 113 throwing, 58 rushing, 115 throwing, 58 rushing, 173 total. Now the Tigers have seven completions for Patrick Opperman. Patrick stepping in there for Tyler Ebarger, threw a couple early interceptions. Opperman comes in, completes seven out of 13 throws for 99 of those passing yards. Tyler Ebarger came back in the second quarter, has one completion in three attempts on the evening for 16 yards. So 16 throwing for Rebarger and the other 99 for Opperman. The Tigers have eight completions. They've thrown the football 16 times, 115 total yards, but four interceptions, and again the muffed punt for the fifth turnover. Three catches for Casey Lammers for 57 yards, three catches for 32 yards for Brady Menke, one catch on a swing pass to Austin Herringer for 3 yards, one catch for 18 yards for Landon Valley, and one catch for Jake Rawson for 5 yards for the Tigers in the first half. Again, 58 on the ground, led by 19 rushing yards for Tyler Rebarger, 14 for Brady Menke, 12 for Austin Herringer, 9 for Matt Geiger, 4 yards rushing for the Tigers, Jordan Perez, and no net yards for Patrick Opperman, the quarterback for the Tigers. So Rebarger, starting quarterback, has 19 rushing yards. That leads the way for the Tigers. They've rushed for 58. They've thrown for 115. They have 173 total yards. But most importantly, they have no points in the contest. And Hastings High is trailing here 47-0 here at halftime. The Tigers breaking a three-game losing streak last week, 3-1. Breaking a three-game losing streak, they are 3-4 on the season. Aurora in at 5-2. So the Huskies well on their way to gaining the stronghold to win this district and the automatic berth in the Class B football playoffs, as they will face the opponent York next week in the final district game, and the Huskies will go in as the favorite in that football game. Hastings High will be up at Grand Island Northwest next Friday night, and the Tigers will, of course, need a victory there with any chance or hope of making the playoffs. But we'll see what happens. That's still a long way down the road. Aurora leads this one 47-0 here tonight. I want to remind you, when we're finished here with the play-by-play, stay tuned. We'll have our player of the game. South Central Heating will be and is the sponsor of that program here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Then after that, the Coach Speaks Show, the Coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Coach Rick Rebarger about Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, our gracious hosts for that program here on ESPN all football season. So that's still to come after the play-by-play coverage. And again, another reminder for you on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHS, we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 KHS after the Adams Central and McCook coverage on 1230 KHAS Radio, Platte River Radio. Also tonight on the breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, that Ravenna-Blue Hill game. You heard the score, Blue Hill 8, Ravenna 7 at halftime this evening as we cover all our local Avarian teams on Platte River Radio all football season long. Reminder for you, no Husker football game tomorrow on the breeze. Huskers have this week off. This is their week off. They'll be back at it at the Minnesota next Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon game a week from tomorrow. Hastings College football on 1230 KHS Radio tomorrow as the Broncos host the Midland University Warriors right here on this field, Lloyd Wilson Field. 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, 12:15 will be pregame showtime. Join Mike Will and head coach Tony Harper at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have hockey, the United States Hockey League action for you tomorrow night on another station of Platte River Radio, the great classic hits, 98.9 KKPR FM, the Tri-City Storm at home tomorrow night against Chicago. Pregame at 6:45, the first faceoff at 7:05 tomorrow night. And scheduled for 12:30 KHAS Radio tomorrow night, college volleyball. The Nebraska Huskers at Minnesota in Big Ten volleyball. Pregame 6:30, first serve at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS Radio. So let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter of action for you with the score, Aurora 47, Hastings High nothing. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex. Blaine Bulis with you, high school football, Class B district football here tonight. It's been pretty much all Aurora taking advantage of every opportunity this evening. The Tigers just can't get it going offensively, and it's 47-0 in favor of the Aurora Huskies here tonight. The team's back out on the field. They'll put that extra 3 minutes on the clock right here, and we'll tell you that the Tigers again with the four interceptions and the muff punt, and the Aurora Huskies took advantage. They scored after each one of those mistakes by the Tigers. Brock Reichert has rushed for three touchdowns in this football game for Aurora. Seth Schnackenberg has run for a touchdown. The quarterback, Trevor Thorell, has also run for a touchdown in the contest. Schnackenberg has thrown a touchdown pass to Cole Ashby. In fact, Schnackenberg has run for two touchdowns, thrown for one. Thorell, a long touchdown run. Reichert, three touchdowns. That's the seven scores for the Aurora Huskies. Huskies have penalized only three times in that first half for 31 yards. The Tigers penalized four times for 42 yards. Five turnovers on the Tigers, none on the Huskies. They have not thrown an interception. They've not fumbled the football away. I had the Tigers with 10 first downs to 8 for Aurora. Some of those drives for Aurora weren't too long, and they made one long touchdown run, so you don't need a first down with that. And the Huskies with 8 unofficial first downs, 10 for Hastings High. The Tigers going to get the football to start the second half of this football game. And a reminder for you that we will have a running clock in this football game. The Tigers have to get this margin under 35 points for the clock to be stopped normally. Again, that's the rule in the state of Nebraska. If you're behind by 35 or more at halftime, the clock will run continuously, except only after a score or a timeout. Even run during an incomplete pass and player going out of bounds, tackled out of bounds. So clock will be continuously running in the second half unless the Tigers can get it under 35 points. They're down here 45-0 here at halftime. Let's take one final timeout. We'll have the third quarter for you. We'll be back with that third quarter in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
The third quarter about to begin here with Aurora leading Hastings High by the score of 47-0. So the Tigers will see. They're going to get the football. See what the Tigers do. They probably continue to work on some things here. That's about all you can do here. You know, you're down by such a substantial margin to a very good football team. You're not going to win. You're not going to win the football game. I mean, that's not going to happen, barring a crazy second half, is about as crazy as the first half would have to be in the other direction. So the Tigers are going to come out here and give 24 minutes here and see what they can come up with. And the Aurora Huskies are going to kick the football away to start this third period of play. Again, Aurora 47, Hastings High nothing. Again, a very opportunistic Husky team, and the Tigers just hurt by, of course, the turnovers in the football game, and you can't turn it over to a good football team that many times and expect not to be behind by a good margin. But the Huskies, to their credit, did take advantage of those Tiger mistakes in the first half. So Hastings High School will get the football. They'll send back Jake Rawson and Brady Menke. Brady's still wearing that padding and almost a cast on his left wrist. He's been bothered by a left wrist injury kind of all season, but he's had that I don't know if it's a hard cast or soft, but he's got that over his wrist. And he's back to receive along with Jake Rawson and David Nieder to kick off for the Huskies. Here we go, third quarter underway. As soon as Menke picks it up at the 4-yard line, and off he goes to the 10, to the 15, out to near the 20-yard line. But there's that pass. There's that kick return coverage by the Huskies. Menke can get it out only to about the... They're going to spot this football at the 19-yard line. So the Tigers will start at their own 19-yard line. We'll see who they got in there. Tyler Rebarger will start at quarterback in this third period of play. Two wide receivers, one to the right, one to the left. The double wing. Herringer's the fullback. Rebarger over center. Will take the snap. Hands the football off on the toss to Matt Geiger. Geiger from the left wing will move it up to near the 30-yard line. So a nice pickup there by Matt Geiger. Took the toss there from Tyler Rebarger. That might be enough for a first down. Started at the 19. It's real close. It's going to be a little bit short, but about 9.5 yards there for what they call it, the 28. About 9.5, actually, but Geiger will get credited with 9 there. Second and a yard. Just away from the 29-yard line for the Tigers in their own territory. Rebarger over center. Again, the double wing. Herringer, the fullback, in motion. Menke. Toss to the outside. It's going to be almost picked off, and that would have been a touchdown there. And guess who? Guess who? Ben McQuiston. That would have been his fourth interception, and he would have had a touchdown. He timed it almost perfectly. He wears a little wrist cast here, and I think he might have injured that in the first half of play. And the three interceptions by McQuiston in that first half. Almost had another one there. That pass incomplete. Third and a yard, less than a yard, at the Hastings 28-yard line. Rebarger will keep the football, sneaks it right over his center, Trenton Halbmeyer, and that'll be a first down for the Tigers. Short game, but enough for a first down. Tigers only needed about a half yard. 2 yard pickup, we call it. First and 10 at the 30. First and 10 Tigers at the 30 yard line. 9:45 to go. Clock runs. Third quarter again. Continuous clock running in this second half with Aurora with the big lead at 47-0. First and 10 at the 30. Reimer wide to the right. Austin Giddison wide to the left. Tyler Rebarger sets Menke in motion. Menke takes the toss. 30-yard line, pulled down behind the 30. Loss on the play there. Good pursuit by the Huskies defense there. A loss from back at the 30. Back to the 28, a loss of 2 on the play. And it's going to be second and a dozen at the Tiger 28-yard line. Alex Olsen with a play from the near sideline into quarterback Tyler Rebarger. Second and 12 at the 28-yard line for the Tigers. They come out on the double wing. Rebarger on the keeper. Tosses it now to Menke. Menke at the 30, 35-yard line. By one tackler. Past the 40. First down, Tigers. A pickup there by Brady Menke from the 28-yard line. Out to 42-yard line, a pickup of 14 and a first down. First and 10 Tigers at their own 42-yard line. Again, the 12th first down for the Tigers. They get a good number of first downs. A ball game where they have not been able to put any points on the board. Reimer in with the play from the near sideline to Rebarger. Wide receivers shuffle in the plays for the Tigers. First and 10 at the Tiger 42-yard line. And Tyler Rebarger sends Geiger in motion. Rebarger wants to throw, does, into the flat. It's going to be incomplete, just a little too strong for Brady Menke, and incomplete. Second and 10 at the 42-yard line. And again, even with the incompletion, the clock continues to run. 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Aurora with the big lead here on the Tigers. Giddison in with the play, this time the wide receiver. He goes wide to the left. Menke goes to the left in the slot. Rebarger's in the shotgun. Second and 10 at the Tiger 42-yard line. Handoff goes to the fullback, Herringer. Austin nowhere to go, and there might be a face mask right there on the Huskies. Herringer's still on his feet. He's out to the 34. He just will not go down. There's two flags on the field. Look like a face mask in the early part of that run. A pickup of 2 on the play for Herringer. And a face mask going to be tacked on here on the Huskies. And we'll see if they're going to call it a 5 or a 15. Face mask on the Huskies. Herringer got that football on a struggle out to about the 44, 15 yards. And a first down for the Tigers. First and 10 for Hastings High, all the way down at the Aurora 41-yard line. So a couple of yards there for Herringer and the 15-yard penalty. First and 10 at the 41-yard line. Out come the Tigers. Reimer wide to the left. And a wide receiver to the right. Again, the double wing. Olsen's wide to the right. Rebarger, the quarterback on the option. The toss to Menke to the 40, 35, 32-yard line. Nice run there by Menke on the option. Tigers running it well this second half. Football at the 32 just short, so a pickup of 9 on the play for Brady Menke. He's up to 35 on the ground, second and a yard at the 32-yard line. Second down and 1 yard to go for the Tigers inside the Aurora 32. Gittison wide to the right. Olsen goes wide to the left. Mount in this kind of this double wing formation with Herringer, the fullback, in the three-point stance. Rebarger, another option to Menke to the 30. First down, 25-yard line. First down Tigers, their 14th. Menke runs it on, taking the toss on the option from the 32-yard line. Spotted at the 24-yard line. A pickup of 8 on the play and a first down for the Tigers at the Aurora 24-yard line. So the orange and black moving the football in this third quarter. And it's going to be a timeout. The defensive coaches of the Huskies want to talk this over. Tigers going right down the field. I don't think the Aurora Husky coaches, they may not appreciate this so much. Talk to their defense. We'll take a timeout. 5:51 to go third quarter. Aurora 47. Hastings High nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings High driving, taking this third quarter kickoff, starting at their own 19, have moved it down to the Huskies' 24-yard line, where it's first down and 10 yards to go. He's been doing it with the option play with quarterback Tyler Rebarger. Brady Menke running for some yards on this drive. He's up to 43 on the night. In motion is Menke. Hand off to Herringer, the fullback. He breaks through the 20, 15, 10, 5. Dives for the goal line, will they say? Little bit short, about the 1 yard line, first and goal. So a 23-yard run there by Herringer. Running with a lot of strength and heart in this third quarter. Austin Herringer, first and goal at the 1 yard line. It's inside the one. It was just inside the one. Austin dove for that goal line, didn't quite get there. They say the knee down inside the one. And the Tigers have a first and goal right there at the Aurora 1 yard line. They come with Rebarger. They're going to give this to Herringer. I have a feeling. No sneak Rebarger. Will he get across the goal line? He will for the touchdown. Tyler Rebarger, 1 yard touchdown run. And Hastings High finally gets on the board with 5:06 to go in the third quarter of play. Tyler Rebarger, 1 yard touchdown run. The Tigers will have Brady Menke try the extra point here. First score of the night for the Tigers, a 1 yard run. 81-yard drive. Menke's kick is up. It is going to be good, and the Tigers on the board with an 81-yard drive and the score. It's Aurora 47, Hastings High 7, back in 30 seconds.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself.
Tigers go 81 yards, 11 plays. Tyler Rebarger, 1 yard touchdown run. Extra point, Brady Menke, 47-7, 5:06 to play in the third quarter. So the Tigers get on the board for the first time. Rebarger with the 1 yard run. Tigers with the 11 plays there. And they were all on the ground moving the football. No completed passes on that drive. 29 yards rushing for Brady Menke in that drive. Tyler Rebarger had 3, including the touchdown, but Austin Herringer rushed for 35 yards in that drive. Menke, a little pooch kick over the first wave of defenders picked up at the 31-yard line by the Huskies. Right there running it is Alex Breckville, the junior. Gets out near the 40. That's where the Huskies will start, first down and 10. I'm sure the Huskies are going to be doing nothing but keeping that football on the ground. We'll see if they probably have a series maybe. And Seth Schnackenberg does come back in. Now, the Huskies don't want to get anybody hurt here, but they got to get some playing time to this first unit. First and 10 at the 40 for the Huskies. But this will probably be pretty basic stuff as that clock will continue to run. The margin's still at 40 points here, 4.5 to go. Schnackenberg's in the pistol here. He has two backs in the backfield. Schnackenberg will take the football. He'll keep the football. He's at the 40, 45, 50. Knocked down in Tiger territory. First down, Huskies. Running the football, Seth Schnackenberg moves it to the 47-yard line. 13-yard pickup to the Tiger 47. Schnackenberg rushes for 13 there and a first down. First and 10 at the Tiger 47. Three wide receivers out, but the Huskies have no need to throw the football there. They don't need to work on anything here with the pass offense. Schnackenberg will keep it again. There's nowhere to go this time. First wave of Tigers led by Mark Gooden there. Schnackenberg. They will say they're going to move that football back. A yard loss back to the 48-yard line. Second down and 11 yards to go. So a one-yard loss there. Tiger defense forces that loss. Second and 11 at the 48-yard line. 3:20 to go third quarter. 47-7 Aurora. Schnackenberg hands off this time to Reichert. Reichert breaks free. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15-yard line. Shoved out of bounds. Looks like inside the 10 or close to it. And a nice run there by Brock Reichert. Reichert, this sophomore, moves the football first and 10, moves it from the 48, and they spot it at the 12, a 36-yard run there by Reichert. He has 135 yards rushing and so far three touchdowns. First and 10 at the 12-yard line for the Huskies. So a run there of 36 yards by Brock Reichert. Over center now, Schnackenberg. I formation, Nate Bell and Brock Reichert. Two big fellas in there in this I formation. The toss to Reichert. He's at the 10. Doesn't have much room there. Nice play, Tyler Rebarger from the secondary to come up and make the tackle. Second down, and they spot it at the 10. It'll be second down and 8 at the 10-yard line for the Huskies. Two go off, two come in. Officials timeout. The thing's situated on the field. Look like Wills. Officials blew this one dead there. Equipment problem, I think, has been taken care of. Second and 8 at the 10-yard line for the Huskies. They're at the Tiger 10. Schnackenberg's over center. Of course, the Huskies in no hurry whatsoever here. They want that clock to continue to run. There's a toss in the air. It's going to be up, and it's going to be almost intercepted by Gittison. Intended for Ben McQuiston. Incomplete. That was just the seventh ball thrown by Schnackenberg. He's completed three for 88 yards. Early in the game, two long pass plays. Third and 8 at the 10-yard line. 1:22 clock continuing to run here in the third quarter. The Huskies just let the clock run down, let the play clock run down as far as they can. Just let the time tick away. A handoff goes to Thorell. He was in motion. Gets the football at the 10. He's to the 5. Dances his way. He's tripped up. He goes into the end zone for the touchdown. Trevor Thorell, 10-yard touchdown run for the Huskies. They're on the board again, and they're past 50. 53 points on the board now for Aurora. Trevor Thorell, a 10-yard TD run there. 59 seconds to go in this third quarter. David Nieder will come in to try another extra point. That's the eighth touchdown of the night for the Huskies. Ball is snapped. It is kicked. It's in the air. Certainly long enough and high enough, and it is good. Nieder's extra point is good. So with 59 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's Aurora 54. Hastings High 7 back in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
59 seconds to play in the third quarter. Each team has scored once in this quarter, but Aurora scored 7 times in the first half. It's 54-7. Aurora with the lead. But the Tigers did go down the field 81 yards and scored to start this second half, so the Tigers is getting on the board and continue to work on things and not quit here. And we'll play this one out, the final 1 minute of this quarter and the final 12 of period number four. The Huskies kick off. This time kickoff, Zarius Peterson. Rawson at the 10, 15, 20. Jake out to about the 25, stays on his feet past the 25 before he's hit there and knocked down. First down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers. They'll spot it at the 27-yard line. It's always 10 yards to go on first down, isn't it, when you start a drive after a kickoff? Usually. No, it always is after a kickoff. This will probably be the last play of the third quarter as that clock runs here in the second half. First and 10 Tigers at their own 27. Rebarger back in there at quarterback over center. In motion is Geiger. Handoff goes to Rawson on the inside. Handoff to the 30, to the 35. Down past the 40 and a first down for the Tigers. Jake Rawson on the carry there on which will be the last play of the quarter from the 27 all the way out past the 40. Nice run there on the inside. Handoff to Jake Rawson, and that will be the end of the third quarter of play. Each team scores once after three. Aurora 54, Hastings High 7, back with the fourth and final 12 minutes in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Fourth quarter about to begin. The clock will continue to run once we get rolling here in the fourth. 54-7 Aurora. Again, the big story, the Huskies take advantage of 5 Hastings turnovers in the first half of play. 4 interceptions, a muff punt. They scored after each one of those turnovers. Tacked on a couple other touchdowns on a long touchdown run and a long drive. 7 scores in the first half. The Huskies gained control early and kept pouring it on. Led it 47-0 at halftime. Tigers have it first and 10 at their own 42 as this fourth quarter begins. Rebarger wants to throw this time. Tyler rolls to his right. He's hit and knocked down inside the 35. Right there on the defense, Eli Bricker. Wow. Sacked there all the way back from the 42 to the 33. A loss of 9 on the play for the Tigers. Second and 19 at the Tiger 33. Tyler just nowhere to go. Patrick Opperman has also played quarterback in this contest. Barker has 1 completion and 5 throws. Opperman was 7 out of 13 when he was in there. Option play this time, Rebarger to the 35. The toss goes to Geiger. Not much room on the near sideline. Knocked out of bounds about the 37-yard line. But even with the knockdown out of bounds, the clock will continue to run. We played 1 minute of the fourth quarter. From the 33, Matt moves it out to, they'll call it the 36, a gain of 3. And it's going to be third down and about 16 yards to go at the Tiger 36-yard line. Miners, stay tuned. We'll have our player of the game program We will attempt to name a Tiger player of the game in this big Aurora victory tonight. And then the coach's post-game show. All here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Straight back to throw, Rebarger. Cross the middle, incomplete. Just drop. There's that across the middle, just not hanging on, Landon Valley. Incomplete, 4th and 16. So the incompletion makes it 4th and 16. Tigers at their own 36-yard line. Patrick Opperman is in the ball game now, and he's going to punt. Opperman or Ross and punt. Opperman's going to punt this time. The Tigers used a fake punt last week to get a drive going and get on the board last week in that win at York. But Opperman now rolls to his left. He will punt it now. Kicks it out of bounds. That thing went out of bounds about 5 yards off Patrick's foot there. He's running to his left and, of course, kicking with the right leg. This one's inside Aurora territory. The line of scrimmage was the 36. They've spotted this one about the 47. A punt of 11 yards. That one barely got past the line of scrimmage. It was out of bounds. First and 10 at the 47 for the Huskies. The Tiger 47. Yeah, an 11-yard kick there. First and 10 at the 47-yard line. The clock continuing to run now. The officials have to start it. It's not stopped on a punt that goes out of bounds. It should have kept running. We're just not used to this kind of situation in our Hastings teams being on the bad end of one of these ball games as far as score is concerned. But the Aurora Huskies have done a good job tonight. They've got people out on the field. They got a different quarterback in there, but they don't have the play properly called. And Randy Hubert wants to talk it over with his second unit of there. Timeout Huskies. We'll take one. 9:29 to go in the ball game. It's Aurora 54. Hastings High 7, we're back in 30 seconds.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 54-7 Aurora. Seth Schnackenberg's out of there, rushing for 63 yards, throwing for 88 in the contest. Looks like we got Luke Standage, a sophomore, in there at quarterback for the Huskies. We'll see how Luke directs this offense. We'll hand the football off to the fullback, Eli Bricker, running that football, number 44, another sophomore. From the 47 to the 45, second down and 8 yards to go. Bricker got two. Second and 8 Huskies. Again, they're going to get the second unit some chance to run the football as the clock will continue to run. This is an official's timeout right now. So Luke Standage, he's a sophomore in there at quarterback. Eli Bricker is a sophomore in at running back. Try to catch. It looks like number 15, which would be Derek Olin, a senior at running back. The handoff goes to the senior, Olin. He's at the 45, inside the 45. So the senior there getting a little playing time from the 45-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 45. They'll spot it at the 43, a pickup of 2. Third down and 6 yards to go. Trevor Thorell out of there with 93 rushing yards. Seth Schnackenberg had 63. Brock Reichert, 137 yards on the ground. So 293 rushing yards by those three for the Huskies. They have the football, running the football. Standage, the quarterback, keeps it. He's going to be a little bit short of the first down, but he got about 4 or 5 of the 6 he needed. Standage from the 43 to the 39 got 4, but it's going to be 4th down and 2 yards to go for the Huskies. 7:52 clock runs, 4th down, 2 yards to go at the Tiger 39. Too close for a punt. 30 not going to try a field goal. Let the second unit try to get this first down, says Randy Hubert. Standage, the quarterback, will keep the football. He'll get a first down to about the 35. So a nice little run there by the quarterback, Luke Standage. And Luke's going to be tall. Luke looks like he's in that six-foot mark. Gets a first down, 39 to the 35-yard line. Got four on the play there. First and 10 at the Tiger 35-yard line. In the shotgun, two backs back there with the quarterback Standage. He hands the football off and breaking free. It looks like he might run for a touchdown. Getting into the end zone is Eli Bricker from 35 yards. Eli Bricker runs for a touchdown for the Huskies, 35 yards. So the second unit of the Huskies tacks on a touchdown with 6:55 to go. The extra point pending, it's 60-7 in favor of Aurora. So Eli Bricker, 35-yard touchdown run, the sophomore. The Tigers had some first-unit people on defense there. There's the extra point attempt. It's up Zarius Peterson, and it is good. So Peterson with the extra point will take a timeout with 6:55 to play. Aurora 61, Hastings High 7. Back with yet another Aurora kickoff in 30 seconds.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
61-7 in favor of Aurora. 6:55 to go. Well, we can tell you we'll take a whole lot of time wrapping things up here after we're finished, and we'll join Tyson Avronik on the 12:30 KHS-CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show back at the radio station after we're finished here. Aurora taking advantage of five turnovers by Hastings High in the first half to score five of their seven first-half touchdowns. Three touchdown runs by Brock Reichert in this game. Two by quarterback Seth Schnackenberg. Schnackenberg also throws a touchdown pass. There's the kickoff return by the Tigers all the way out to near the 40-yard line. Jared Nelson on the return for the Tigers. Jared returns that football all the way out to the 39-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will start here. And the Tigers are going to send in there Nick Valley, the senior at quarterback. So Nick Valley will get in there and play some quarterback for Hastings High. The Tigers will get some more people into the football game with his final 6 minutes of the contest, but the clock will be continuously running. Valley, the quarterback, on the option, hands the football off to the fullback, and that looks like Jared Nelson. It was Jared taking the handoff there, moves it from the 39 out to the 46, second and three. So 7 yard run by Nelson. So the Tigers, Brady Menke rushes for 43 yards, Austin Herringer 37, Tyler Rebarger 13 on the night, Matt Geiger 21. There's the toss, Valley. The toss goes to the running back Tyce Mathias on the run there for a first down for the Tigers. Number 27 there on the run for the Tigers. Moved it from the 46 of Hastings to the 47 of Aurora. A pickup of 7 on the play. Where Tyce Mathias, the junior. Valley, the quarterback, Nick's a little fella, keeps the football 45-yard line to the 40. Nice run as the Aurora Huskies have their second unit people on defense. 47-yard line to the 40, a pickup of 7 there by Valley. Second and 3 of the 40, 4:50 to go, clock continues to run. Tiger football, 2nd and 3 at the Aurora 40-yard line. Senior Nick Valley running things here for the Tigers, third quarterback of the night. There's the inside handoff to Jake Rawson. Rawson, 35, inside the 35, has another first down for the Tigers. The Tigers with 17 first downs. They have a lot of first downs, but only 7 points. To the 33-yard line, a pickup of 7 there by Rawson. And it's going to be first down and 10 yards to go at the 33-yard line. And looks like we have an Aurora injury on the play. Official's timeout here. Injured player is still on his feet, but he's a bit shaken up. Looks like Derek Olin, the senior, kind of being escorted off the other side of the field by the Aurora folks. Hopefully he's okay. Don't want anybody to get hurt ever, but especially not in a situation like this. These younger kids and second unit people are getting a chance to play here tonight, and let's let them stay out there and play. Keep them healthy. Here we go. Handoff goes on the running play. Tyce Matthias. From the 33-yard line, where they're going to spot at the 32, pick up a 1 there. We're playing the string out here, folks, because Aurora has had this game well in hand since early on. 61-7, 3:45 to go. Clock continues to run. Second unit versus second unit. Well, the Huskies have thrown for 88 yards tonight. That'll be their last throws. There's a toss. Running that football, Michael Sadd, the junior. Michael Sadd running it for the first time. So everybody getting a chance to play. A loss back to the 33, a loss of 1. It's going to be third down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers. So Sadd, with his first carry, lost 1. Valley over center, 3rd and 10 at the 33-yard line. Keeping the footballs, Nick. He's inside the 30 on this third down play. Got maybe about 5. It's going to be 4th down. 2:52. Clock continues to run. Valley on the keeper there. From the 33-yard line to the 28. A pickup of 5. Going to be 4th down and 5 for the Tigers. 4th and 5 at the Aurora 28-yard line. We play out the final 2.5 minutes. 61-7 Aurora. With the lead. Valley over center for the Tigers. 4th down and 5 yards to go. Nick on the option to Rawson. 30, 25, 20. Jake Rawson's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown run. 28-yard touchdown run by Jake Rawson. And the Tigers have scored again. Jake Rawson. 28-yard run for Rawson and a touchdown for the Tigers. With 2:15 to play. But it looks like it's not going to count. A penalty marker on the play. So that nice run by Rawson is going to be nullified. Well, it looks, what do they say? It is a hold on the Tigers on the run. Flags at the 17-yard line. Rawson got 17 yards on the run, but they'll have to tack on a penalty. Got it down. Repeat, 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Moves it back to the 28-yard line for the Tigers. 4th down. And it's still going to be about 5. So Rawson got 10 yards on the run, but the 10-yard penalty moves it back to the original line of scrimmage. So it's 4th and 5 at the 28. They'll try it again the other way with Rawson. He's at the 30. He's at the 25. Dances around inside the 20. Has a first down. Not a touchdown, but a first down on the play. And the Tigers will have a 1st and 10. Jake Rawson. Jake has played quite a bit offensively for the Tigers, so he's playing. He's almost a first unit player. Down at the 19-yard line, a pickup of 9 there for Rawson. And a first down at the Aurora 19. 1:28 clock runs in this football game. Nick Valley over center. Nick will hand the football, keep the football, and he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. See if they give him a yard. See where they spot it. Yeah, give him a yard at the 18-yard line. So Valley picks up one. Second down and nine at the 18-yard line. 1 minute to play in the ball game. And Valley over center, keeps the football on the option, pulled down about the 20, loss of two there. Going to be third down and 11 at the 20-yard line. All academic, we're playing her out here, but good experience for Nick Valley in there at quarterback, the senior, and these other people who don't get a chance to play a whole heck of a lot are getting in there tonight. This could be the last play of the football game, 30 seconds to go. Tigers have a third and 11 at the Aurora 20-yard line. Sure, they would like to get this thing in the end zone if somebody could pop one free here. Man in motion. And a whistle as they blow this play dead. We're going to the inside handoff to Ross in there, but play blown dead. Legal procedure on the Tigers, 5-yard penalty. So Hastings High School will go to 3-5 on the year. Aurora will go to 6-2. The Tigers will be 1-1 in the district. The Huskies will be 2-0 and in the driver's seat to win the district, as they'll be playing York next week in the driver's seat, and the fact that they'll be the only unbeaten team in the district. Northwest and York playing tonight, but they both lost last week. So Aurora has no worse than a tie for the district and just about had that playoff spot sewn up. Fourth down, Valley. Oh, looks like a busted play. Nick has to keep the football. He's going to dance short of the first down, move it down to about the 15-yard line. Pick up about five. It's going to be fourth down and about six, but the time has run out. A 5-yard pickup by Valley on the final play of the game. And this one over early. We played it out, and Aurora wins it by the score of 61-7. The Huskies, with an early good start, jumped up on the Tigers early in this contest, took advantage of Tiger mistakes, won it 61-7. We'll wrap things up in 1 minute.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Okay, we'll wrap things up here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Early on, an onslaught by the Aurora Huskies. They take advantage of five Hastings High turnovers in the first half, jump out to a 47-0 halftime lead, go on to win it by the score of 61-7 in this contest. Seth Schnackenberg, a 2-yard run, completing a 75-yard drive. First time the Huskies had the football, they drove 75 yards. Schnackenberg, 2-yard run, 6-0 Huskies. After a Hastings High interception, Schnackenberg passes to Cole Ashby, 38 yards, 13-0 Huskies. Brockert, a 21-yard touchdown run the next time the Huskies had the football. They led 19-0. Hastings throws another interception. The Huskies take advantage, and Schnackenberg, 15-yard touchdown run. It's 26-0 after one in favor of Aurora. In the second quarter, after a muffed Hastings High punt, Brock Reichert, an 11-yard touchdown run, 33-0. In favor of Aurora. After yet another Hastings High interception, Trevor Thorell, 76-yard touchdown run, 40-0 Aurora. Brock Reichert, after a Hastings High interception, their fourth of the first half, Reichert scores on a 19-yard run, 47-0 at halftime. Aurora, five first-half turnovers on the Tigers. In the third quarter, Tyler Rebarger, a 1-yard run, capping an 81-yard drive, drive of the second half, 11 plays, 81 yards. Rebarger, 1-yard run, 47-7. Trevor Thorell, a 10-yard touchdown run for the Huskies in the third quarter. It was 54-7. Eli Bricker, a 35-yard run, made it 61-7 with 6:55 to go in the football game. And that was the final score as Aurora wins it by the score of 61-7. Again, too many mistakes by the Tigers. The Huskies take advantage of those mistakes, running and throwing the ball, and they win it 61-7. Unofficially, 400 total yards for the Huskies. 400 total yards, 312 running, 88 passing. Brock Reichert had 137 yards on the ground and three touchdowns to lead the way. The Tigers, I have them for 304 total yards, 189 rushing, 115 passing, but a number of those rushing yards after the first unit out of there, but Aurora. But 304 total yards for the Tigers, as Patrick Opperman had seven completions on the evening. Tyler Rebarger had only one, and the Tigers used a couple of quarterbacks early on, but could only score 7 points and not score until the second half of this one. Three catches for 57 yards for Casey Lammers in this football game for Hastings High School, but not near enough for the Tigers tonight, and one of those nights where you're not going to be writing home about it. And the final score, Aurora 61, Hastings High 7. That will do it for the play-by-play. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next, and the Coach's post-game show. The Player of the Game show is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Player of the Game and the Coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. All Aurora tonight, 61-7 over the Hastings Tigers. Tough to pick a Player of the Game in a contest where such a lopsided score. If you give one to Aurora, you'd probably have to give it to the guy who had three interceptions, Ben McQuiston, in that first half, setting up the Huskies with some of their scoring drives after Tiger turnovers. He had three interceptions, and Brock Reichert ran for three touchdowns and 137 yards. The Tigers get three receptions from Casey Lammers. Did rush for 189 yards, threw for 115, seven completions on the evening. But Patrick Opperman does a pretty good job sparking the Tigers the second quarter, but not near enough for the Tigers. But we will name a Tiger Player of the Game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Okay, we'll name the senior Casey Lammers the Tiger Player of the Game in this loss tonight. Three catches on the evening for 57 yards for the tight end. Battled him up front, too, and Casey plays defense, too, and in the loss, the tight end and defensive player, senior Casey Lammers, will be our Hastings High Tiger Player of the Game. Aurora winning the football game here 61-7. Coaches, join us. So stay tuned. The Coaches post-game show is up next.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at Lloyd Wilson Field, Rick Rehbarger's joined us, the head football coach of the Hastingside Tigers. Aurora winning this football game here tonight by the score of 61-7. Boy, things just get going. You can't stop them, can you, Coach? They get off to a good start and complete a couple long passes early, but they get off to the good start. You didn't, and then it just started snowballing, didn't it?
Well, they got off to a fast start, and we're behind. And then, we tried our unbalanced set, something we worked on this week, and that we weren't getting to the backers, and I think we punted, and I think we were down 3 touchdowns, and so then you get in the throwing game to try to open it up, and we had some forced footballs and some interceptions, and they took advantage of it, and so then you get to the point where you're just going to work on some things, we working on the passing game, and we had some success throwing the football, but then again, they're just a good football team, and we couldn't really get anything going offensively early, and then they jump out way on a big lead, and so it just you're trying for things, and then it gets away from you, and then you're working on some things that hopefully will be useful next week.
I think credit to your kids, Coach. I mean, maybe,
right.
Coming out of the second half, they go down the field and score.
Right.
They didn't quit here tonight. They play the whole 48 minutes and just get in a situation. You can't turn it around. Just the way things go sometimes. But credit to your kids. They came out and played in that second half.
Well, we halftime, there's a saying that we've used a couple times this year about football, really. It doesn't build character. It reveals character. And we talked about we don't even care what the score is. We got to go out and try to, show what we're made of and that we're not going to quit. And we're going to come out and play football. And I was proud of the way they came out in the second half and moved the football. And we went down and got the score. And then it was time to get some guys some playing time. And they're just a good football team. They didn't turn the ball over at all tonight and dominated us in the run game and then had some nice big long passes. And we couldn't stop them.
Yeah, they are a very good ball club, Coach, and very well coached, of course. But they're going to give people some fits in the postseason. But what do you want your kids maybe to take out of this thing, Coach? I mean, you'll probably meet with them some.
We'll watch film. Yeah. We'll do that. But, we're going to forget about this as quick as we can because Northwest doesn't care how we feel about this.
No.
And so we got to put it behind us. And, we got to have a good week of practice. We want to send the seniors out on a good note. We want to have something to build on going into the off season. I didn't bring it up to the kids, but, we'll talk about it. I don't think we need to get them too motivated for Northwest. It's kind of nice that game's at the end of the year. Doesn't matter what the records are, and doesn't matter what happened the week before. I think it's going to be a good football game, and I know our kids will come ready to play, and I know Northwest will come ready to play.
Yeah, the competitive spirit of your kids is going to come out. You're going to have a good week of practice, and go there to Northwest next week. That'll be a battle.
Yeah, that'll be a good game, and we'll look to clean some things up. Obviously, there's some things on film that we'll have to fix, especially in playing the option game and. And probably up front blocking, and we'll get some kids back, and it'll be all right, and we'll be fine.
Coach, thanks for coming up, and I
bet.
Really appreciate it. Thank
yep,
you, sir.
You bet.
Okay, Rick Rehbarger, head football coach of the Hastingside Tigers. After the Tigers dropped this one tonight to the Aurora Huskies with a score of 61-7. We'll take our final time out here and hear from Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, and we'll wrap things up right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Okay, we'll wrap things up here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Aurora wins it by the score of 61-7. Again, taking advantage of five Hastings High turnovers in the first half of play. The Huskies also scored after each one of those turnovers and also had a couple of other scores in the first half. Seven first-half touchdowns, led 47-0 at halftime. Brock Reichert rushed for three touchdowns in this game. Quarterback Seth Schnackenberg ran for two and threw for one for the Huskies. And Trevor Thorell, a big 76-yard touchdown run all in that first half. Thorell added another touchdown in the second half. Tigers only score. Tyler Rebarger, 1-yard touchdown run as the Tigers put together 81-yard drive in the second half, 11 plays, Rebarger the final yard, and it was a 47-7 score at that time, and two more scores by the Huskies, and they won it by the score of 61-7. They rolled up 400 total yards. The Tigers had over 300 at 304, but too many mistakes in that first half, and the Huskies take advantage of them and score seven touchdowns in the first half. Go on to win it by the score of 61-7. The Huskies now 6-2 on the year. They will end the season against York next week and with a chance to win the district outright and assure themselves of a playoff berth. And the Hastings High Tigers will close their regular season next week at Grand Island Northwest. The Tigers now 3-5 on the year. That will do it from Lloyd Wilson Field, this Class B district matchup tonight. Again, the final score, the Aurora Huskies 61, the Hastings High Tigers 7. For producer-engineer John Dibbern, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.
Frankly, he was 13 of 18 in the air, no interceptions, 13 of 18 in the air for 184 yards.